My friend is here. It's the last Tuesday of the month, and every last Tuesday of the month, Bill Lockwood is here. My friend, he's a good man, one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven, and he's not afraid. Bill Lockwood is a radio host, teacher. He's also the pastor of the Our Park Church of Christ and author of the book Ezekiel, The Watchman of Israel. And I really look forward to having Bill here because he's so smart. And a lot of people love hearing from him. And I'm going to get to your calls after I finish with Bill, so be patient. Amazing. Bill, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jesse Lee. How are you today?
All is well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
I'm glad. My biblical question I have a brand new biblical question this week.
Okay.
And so I'd like to get to you right away about that in case we forget.
Okay.
And my biblical question, get ready, Bill.
Okay, I'm putting my seatbelt on.
This is a doozy.
Okay.
Did God create sex? Did God create sex?
Are you meaning sexual beings?
Did God create sex? S-E-X.
Yeah, well, I understood the word. Well, the Bible teaches he created man, male and female, and he created them that way. And they are, of course, sexual beings from the creation of God. So, yes, he created man and women and women, as well as the animal kingdom. He created them sexual beings.
So did he create sex? You know what sex is?
Oh, boy. I believe that man has that instinct. I mean, that's what God, how God created us. So I guess in that sense, yes.
So you're saying, yes, God created sex.
Well, I would just say that he created man as a sexual being and woman as a sexual being, as well as the male and female, created them all that way. And they have that instinct. That's correct.
And so you're saying, yes, God created sex.
Well, I don't know if I'd put it that way.
But I heard someone say that over the weekend. I was at somewhere, and someone said it, and then I was shocked. And then I asked the congregation on Sunday morning, and I was surprised at the number of people who raised their hand to say, yes, God created sex. And you're saying, yes, he created sex. And you know what sex is, right?
Yeah. You know what? I would just say that he created man as a sexual being and woman as a sexual being. But as far as the act, no, God didn't create that. That's the instinct that man has, and that's how procreation, of course, occurs, and that's the same with the animal kingdom.
And so now you're saying, no, he did not create sex.
Well, it depends upon what you mean by that. If you mean the act
you sound
of
like
sex,
Bill Clinton. No, all depends on what you mean by sex.
Well, it depends upon what you mean. If you mean by this act of sexual activity, no, he didn't create that, but he created man with the instinct for that.
Okay. I appreciate that, Bill. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Friday.
I don't know. I don't know if that'll help your congregation or not.
Amazing. And so the last time you were here on the show, we discussed that woman, Cortez, out of New York.
Yes, we did.
So-called congresswoman. And she's a socialist and a so-called environmentalist. Are you able to explain to us what is the New Green Deal? I don't quite understand that.
Well, the New Green Deal that she's proposing, of course, all of these Green Deals are nothing but the lever by which socialism is going to operate. Always in history, in order to excuse or to give the in order to enable a totalitarian government, there has always to be a crisis. And so they're always in a crisis mode, that things are so bad and things are so ugly that we have to do something. And it doesn't mean at a local government level, not at a local level at all. It is a federal level and an international level. So the United Nations has been pushing the Green Deal for a long time, in which they basically say that they want to control all the actions, all the everything that you do, everything that you wear, everything that you eat, all the decisions you make should be funneled through their idea of environmental laws. And that's exactly what she means by this. It is just the big stick of socialism. And that's all that the Green Deal is. It's to enable them to create a top-down control government from Washington, D.C., or from Brussels or wherever, the United Nations, New York City.
Amazing. And so is it true that the Green Deal want to get rid of airplanes and trains and old buildings and all that too?
Well, she said it does. That's what she said.
What's wrong with her?
Well, and the sad thing is that so many Democrats, I think something like 38 Democrats have signed on to assist her to co-sponsor her bills. And this particular bill, for example, 38 co-sponsors. That being the case, it's not simply her, it's the Democrat Party who are bound and determined to bring us into a socialistic totalitarian government. And they think that the environment is the big stick to hit America over the head with, that we have to have it to excuse big government. So that's what she wants to do, yeah.
That's not normal thinking. How do people's mind become that way?
You know what? That's a good question. And I believe the answer is simply repudiation of the truth. When people blind their eyes to the truth, then they are susceptible to many things. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what Paul teaches in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He tells us very plainly, he says, the mystery of lawlessness has already worked. And then he that's verse 7, and then he goes on and tells us later on in that chapter, in verses 9, 10, and 11, that God sends them a delusion that they should believe a lie because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. If people don't love the truth and desire nothing but the truth, and they actually accept something else, then their minds are exposed to any kind of lie that comes along, and God will assist them in that and sets the stage for it. And then they begin calling good evil and evil good, as Isaiah said. That's precisely what happens. They just reject the truth.
I can now understand why they destroyed the family first, especially the black community and now the white community. And then they took the kids and destroyed their minds in the public school system and then in the universities. Now I see why they have done that, because they had this other agenda, and that is to turn America into a socialist society. And if they could corrupt the kids, the young people, get them to believe this, it's easy to get that done.
You know, John Dewey, the father of modern education, was a progressive back at the turn of the last century. And John Dewey was a progressive, means a socialist. And he stated very plainly that his intention was to dumb down America in the public schools. He did not like the fact that they were able to read and write at a young age and do arithmetic and were able to read the classics and were able to, men like John Quincy Adams, the son of John Adams, was a foreign minister. In his teenage years, he had such a classic education. John Dewey didn't like any of that, and he purposely stated, and he called primary education fetish. He said, look, he says, we need to dumb down education. That was not his words, but that's basically what he meant. Get away from this rigorous learning at a young age. And then he says, but we're going to have to do it gradually because there will be a violent reaction if we do. And he says what we need to have is a collective society where there's collective ownership of everything. So his goal, in order to bring us to a collective society, socialism, is to dumb down America so that they would not be able to be educated and learn and read the materials they need to read. And we're just about there, really.
Yeah, it's amazing. Where is John Dewey now?
Well, he's in Hades.
I rest my case. Did you go to public school or private?
I went to public school.
And how did you avoid the brainwashing?
Well, you know what? I had some rigorous training at home, Jesse. My mother, my grandmother, And my mother's family was all, they were all very conservative, and they wanted me to read. They had me reading materials on the conservative side of the issue, because you get everything liberal from the mainstream media and from the public schools. So the other side, they had me reading the other side. When I was a youngster, even before teenage years, and I was apprised of the issues. So also that, and plus, when you root your feet in the Bible, then you cannot help but be conservative.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what my mother and my grandmother had me doing. So that was, I was studying a pretty rigorous training with that material through my young years.
I want to play a quick soundbite. I want you to hear. This is from Instagram, and get your response on it. This woman Cortez is saying we should have we shouldn't have babies because of climate change or something like that. I want you to hear this.
Our planet is going to disaster if we don't turn the ship around. And so it's basically like there's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. And it does lead, I think, young people to have a legitimate question. You know, is it okay to still have children?
Wow. How would you like to be married to that one? What do you say? What do you say,
well,
to that,
Bill? Like I have illustrated before, she's just a preacher, and she's a preacher of unrighteous lies.